The last couple of days have made me think about God's promises. And I guess that sounds like a stock thing to say. But I just noticed in the promise to Zechariah, it became the promise to Elizabeth, and the promise to Mary. These are invitations to God's will being done. Mary had to say, yes, I am God's servant. Whatever he wants be done to me, it's fine. She could have said, no, I don't think so. I'm not ready for this. I don't know who you are. I don't understand this. I'm the wrong girl. And history would be changed. She had the will and the right to do that. Zechariah was struck mute when he questioned the promise, the invitation to a destiny. But he still could have said, no, whether I can talk or not, I don't believe this could possibly happen, that I will be having a son. But the angel striking him mute got the message through loud and clear. But all through the Bible, God says, I will do something through you. I have to make the agreement that yes, that is okay. We are God's servants and we welcome that. We can thwart God's purposes in our own lives and be our own worst enemies if we want to. And we don't. On purpose, usually. But how often have we thwarted the will of God in our own lives to follow our own ways or to stay in control? And that's the thing of it. And that's the thing of the Bible, getting to the end of ourselves, to where God can do his work, both in our hearts and in our lives. And that is what we're after here. Mary's song is a beautiful song. Incredibly articulate. Incredibly inspired by the Holy Spirit after she has said yes to the will of God for her life. And we each have the promise. We each have an individual destiny. The will of God for us.